Stephen Jill here.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how 99% of our members recoup their education costs in the first deal. That's not something we made up.
No, this is going to be really good. We just completed a survey with all of our members.
Really extensive survey.
We do it about once a year, and every time we do this, well, we've done like two big ones now, but two for two, we've been like blown away.
We do it
by the results and you know how much people are benefiting from.
We do it because we're planning 2020, mm-hmm. or we're planning the next year, and we want to see what's important so we can create or maintain or remove products that are important to people. And man, it tells a lot. Every time we do it, this is the second time or the third time?
We did it. This is technically the third, but the first one was years ago.
We just had the meeting yesterday, and I was just shaking my head the whole time saying, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really actually working for most people.
And we will share some of that.
Yeah. Today's topic? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, today's topic? Well, we just already talked about it. I just said that.
How about first let's take a question posted by one of our members on our Land Academy, actually Land Investors online community. It's free. Aaron asks, made an offer to a seller for 7.3 acres at, I like this, $3,575 per acre. So the whole offer was
$26,000-ish.
Mm-hmm, right. Turns out she wants to sell all of the acres that she owns, which are 23 in total, including this 7.3 acre property. If I run the numbers at 35% of what properties 20 to 25 acres are selling for, I get about $1,028 per acre, which equates to a $22,617 offer, $4,000 lower than my initial offer for almost triple the land. I'm not sure that would sit well with the seller.
Oh, that's Jill's little comment.
No, it says that. Oh. I don't know. Alan said that. I'm not sure that. I didn't make that up. I ran numbers for other offers I sent. This mailer I sent to offers to everyone with 5 acres and 10 acres, and the 10 acres are priced at $2,030 per acre. So if I use this pricing, I'd be at an offer of like $46,000, but I'm not sure that would be a smart move.
It wouldn't be.
What would you do in this case?
Okay, so this is what's called in the economics, in college economics, as the bottle case model. If you're part of the Land Academy group and you partake in our Wednesday calls, or Thursday calls, you know that I always say, or if you've watched the programs or are deeply involved in what we do, you know this already. When you price property from 0 to 1 acres, it's very expensive price per acre. From 1 to 5, it gets a little less expensive. From 5 to 10, even less. From 10 to 15 or 20, let's say 10 to 20, even less. And 20 to 40, even less. And then 40 to, you know,
above
thousands and thousands of acres is how I kind of look at it. The price per acre goes down in every one of those scenarios. So this is why subdividers and parcel splitters and a lot of those people in our advanced group, Luke Smith specifically, tries to divide property all the time. In any chance that they can get, they want to split or subdivide, in some cases, entitlement subdivide property. So this is what Alan's asking here. That's the root of what's going on. When he really looks at just the 7.3 acre property, it's worth 26 grand. And he's probably right. He probably priced it right, or some version of pricing it right. When he looks at all 25 acres, it's dramatically less in this case. You know, it goes from 3,000 an acre to 1,000. So what do you do? I know what Jill would do. She would explain this to the seller and get the deal done. Exactly how he talked about it. The last thing you want to do ever, I don't care where you are in your real estate career, is kind of feel bad for the seller and just say, yeah, I already wrote him an offer for 3,000 an acre. They have a lot more. I can probably justify it. You're going to end up with a bunch of property that you can't sell.
Well, first of all, do you even want it to? You need to find out, is this part of the deal? Is this going to kill the deal? They say you can only have it if you take it all, number one. And then number two, do you want it? So once we get that out of the way, let's assume you love the 7.3. You're in love with that, you know, but the rest of them are kind of eh. Why are they kind of eh? You know?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of caveats here. Jill's right. Like,
yeah, you can point that out to the seller. Say, look, here's the deal. The one I offered on is the pristine one. I looked all the rest of this up. They're not worth that much. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you X. And it doesn't have to be, Alan, what your price per acre. And if as long as you're not talking that way, I hope you're not talking that way with the seller, because they like to hear the big numbers, not just the price per acre, and do the math. Numbers, some of them can't do the math.
They want to hear 20, they want to hear big number.
They're going to say, I'm going to get a check tomorrow and I can go buy a car, or I can take that trip, or I can pay off this credit card, whatever it is. So,
or I can leave and go to California and live there forever.
Maybe that's what we did. So,
with or without her,
right?
We did it together,
with or without their significant other. But that's a whole other conversation. Yeah, find out if she's happy in her relationship. Just kidding.
Oh, just leave.
Just kidding. Stalk her in social media and see what kind of mood she's in, and then you'll know how to offer. No, no, don't do that. My point is,
there's a song about that.
You can politely say,
if I didn't tell her, I could leave today.
Okay. You're distracting me from the question. Can I answer? who did that song?
I think it's Mamas and Papas.
Did you make this up?
No. California Dreamin'.
Oh.
If I didn't tell her, I could leave today.
It's in California Dreamin'. Oh, na, 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 da. That song?
Yeah.
Well, I have to go back and study the lyrics now. I did not know that.
If I didn't tell her,
who is her?
I could leave
today. Is it her mom? Is mom or the wife?
It's probably the person that he's staring at while he's writing the song.
Wow.
As he's writing, she's sleeping or something.
She's sleeping, and the suitcase is unpacked, and he's got tears rolling down his face.
He doesn't sound too sad about it in the song.
Okay. Anyway, back to the point, which is, Alan, so as I was saying, if you can say, hey, I love the 7.3, here's why. I don't love these other ones, here's why. Don't even discuss the per acre thing. All I want you to say is, hey, Mrs. Seller, how about I give you $30,000 for the whole thing and call it done? And you know in your head, whatever the number is, you know in your head that's appropriate. And because you know too in your head, once you sell the 7.3 acre, it's going to pay for the whole deal anyway. Sure. So anything else on those other stragglers that you just took to get them off her plate is gravy.
This is very common. And what you have here is two deals. Even if they're adjacent or connected, chances are you have to cross one to get to the other. So there's access issues. There's a lot of caveats. And the positive thing about this is that it gives you the opportunity, or like in someone's like Jill's case, it gives her the opportunity to talk a lot to the seller. And what ends up happening is you're intelligently talking about this person's piece of real estate and selling yourself at the same time. The more talk time you can get with a seller like this on a transaction, the higher degree of possibility or chance you're going to get what you want if you know how to sell.
I don't mean to talk all day. He just means don't rush him off the phone. You know, you want to talk only long enough as to, you know, just build that rapport and have her go, you know, you're right. You know, Alan, I don't want to carry these. I want to get rid of them. I've been wanting to retire.
Yeah.
And she might come back with, and if you come back at like 30 and she says, you know what, make it 35, and you know in your head that you could sell it all for 90, do the 35. You know, that would be okay. And everybody wins.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And a good problem to have.
It is.
Today's topic, 99% of the members, of our Land Academy members and House Academy members, I'm sure. Was the survey for everybody or just land?
Wait. I don't know. I think Land Academy. No, you know, I think it was Land Academy.
So 99% of our members recoup their education costs in the first deal. This is the meat of the show.
Oh, we have to have discussion off the thing. Gee, let me think. But I think it was just Land Academy that we did this survey. It was so good. And that's the majority of our membership at the moment.
Right.
That could change any moment.
So the cost of membership, depending on what promo you use or if you use a promo, is around $2,000. It can be way cheaper than that. It can be depending on what
when
crazy
this airs,
thing Jill's running.
Or what we've added. You never know. So I hate to throw numbers out because that's not what this is about.
It's not. But when in the scheme of things, my whole point is, Jill's going to get touchy and feely about it in here in a second, but I'm just going to give you the raw data. in the scheme of things, it's ridiculously inexpensive. When you really think the access to the people in our group that you got, from funding deals to all kinds of stuff,
the tools,
the actual tools like, that you tools. Get, like ParcelFact and everything. This is not a
the
not,
money you
this
save.
This is not a commercial.
But yeah,
we asked this question, and they said, yeah, 99% of the people that who responded to this in our group said we recouped the entire cost of all of this in the first transaction, in the profit of the first transaction. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I'm sure you have some stuff to say. That's staggering.
Well, and Alan just said it. Look at Alan's deal right now. He's buying something for $20,000+ to sell for 30-something. He said his numbers are at 35%. Mm-hmm. So he's going to buy it for 20-something, sell it for $60,000 to $70,000. Ka-ching! That's, not only does that pay for the whole education, gosh, that pays for your data and mail for the whole year. You know, think about that. And if you do it right, by the way, this is what we want you to do. The whole point of why we're here and what we do is, and why we don't charge a whole lot, and it makes me mad that other people in our space do charge a lot, but that's a whole nother thing, and I'm not going to go down that. That's a topic that makes me angry. We feel your money should be for acquisitions.
That's right.
You know, that's where you should be investing your money on.
More data.
That's
getting great data and acquisitions.
Acquisitions. You still should be spending more money on the acquisitions.
Hand in hand.
And we're going to talk more about that later on, too, coming up at the end of the year as we go into 2020. If you don't have the money for acquisitions, we can help you out with that, and that's coming. But my point is, so here's the results of the survey, and I love it. And it's true. I printed out the papers here to share, you know, how quickly, you know, did you recoup your initial investment? Do you have anything to add about your ROI? And, you know, I have a couple notes here. They said within the first year, and then if not, they said within the first mailer, which was amazing to me. I have some things, I have some little comments here. One person said, you know, I invested about $8,000 and made over $100,000 in the first year. It's amazing. Wow.
I didn't make anything close to that.
Recouped on my first deal, so far averaging 125% ROI. I'm reading the actual comments that people wrote in here. And what I thought was, the point we want to make about this is, part of I think the Land Academy member success is a support and everything that we do around there to get you there. We don't want you to buy our program and just sit there for 6 months and do
nothing.
We want
you to win.
We want you to make money. That's why we have these weekly calls.
Be a member forever.
Have these, our weekly member webinars. We have all kinds of our online community, everything to push you and get you there and to answer every little question along the way so you can. So the other thing I want to share right now real quick is on the survey, a question was how fast they did it, right? So it's all about, this show's about, you know, recouping your costs. Well, that's great, but what if it takes me 6 months? Well, let me tell you how fast these people did it. The question, survey question was, it's Land Academy, by the way. If you completed a deal, how long did it take you to complete your first deal? 16.44% said within the first month. 54.79, so 55%. That's a lot. More than half within 1 to 3 months. That's all the way.
That's kind of what it should be.
Follow me here on this one. This is within 1 to 3 months. You got the program. You learned the program. You picked a county. You learned how to price the county. You sent the mail out. You got the offers back. Let me keep going here. You reviewed the deals. Did your due diligence. You bought the offer. You put it up for sale, and you sold it within 1 to 3 months. That's phenomenal.
Staggering.
Over 55%. And this is just people that... There's always stragglers that are doing really, really well that don't even bother with surveys.
Think about traditional education compared to this.
Yep.
Like, even a trade school, to be a welder is like 2 years before you're ever going to get any real return.
Yeah.
Think about a 4-year degree. Think about being a medical doctor. That's like 12 years.
Do you know what this tells me?
This is 1 to 3 months.
Think about this. This tells me if I do it all wrong, there's a pretty high percentage that in 90 days, I'm going to get all my money back and be on my way.
Well, if you do it all wrong in a year, you're going to double your... what this says is you're going to get a bunch of deals done in the first year.
That too.
I mean, that's just... I don't know what else to say.
We just wanted to share that. And yeah. We wanted to...
You know why? Because we're proud.
I am proud.
I'm proud of the people that filled this survey out. It was a long survey. Thank you, by the way. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just
an awesome group.
I'm happy as heck that the vast majority of the people in our group are having a positive experience. That's why Jill and I don't need to do this. We don't. Jill and I made almost $1 million. Actually, we will make over $1 million this year buying and selling real estate. We don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to sit in front of this camera right now. We don't need to sell you any memberships. This is our way of giving back. Mm-hmm. And when it works for you, and you fill out a survey, and it says you're saying thank you, that's why we're doing this.
Right.
I guess it's like holiday season, so we can get misty like this.
I guess we can.
It's a little bit silly for me to do this.
That's funny. The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. And I am happy you could join us today. I just screwed up my part of the script. You can find us right here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the Land Academy Show. And don't fret, Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can find us over on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called How to Use House Tank, How to Use Land Tank, and How to Use Deal Board to Create Lasting Partnerships. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. There's a theme happening after this survey that I'm realizing about access to capital. And I think that some of a large undiscussed reason why people are doing so well in our group, both house and land, is that they have money partners out there that are in our group helping them fund their deals. So I'm actually just putting the finishing touches on an article or a blog for our newsletter that's going to go out sometime soon here, mm-hmm. before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about how you really should walk around like you have $20 million to spend on real estate deals, because you do.
Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.